Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Epiphany Radio Program. This is Deacon Louis Zemlich here in the Diocese of Kalamazoo. We're glad you're with us here today on this November 24th, 2019. This is the solemnity of our Lord Jesus Christ, King of the Universe, Christ the King. So it is officially the end of the church year, the church calendar. And of course, next week begins Advent. So very excited about that. The Christmas season in the church, in the Catholic Church, and well, in almost all Christian churches. But a big thing that happens in Catholicism, my brothers and sisters, is we look forward. Even we always looking forward. Christ always teaching us to look forward, to, settle the debts that we have today, okay? The things that reconcile with the things we have today, the sins that we have committed, but to leave that past behind and to look forward, you know, to this very day, you know, this very moment, the next moment I'm looking forward to, the next 5 minutes, the next hour, the next day, and trying not to go further than that, right? Is, you know, staying in the day, staying in the moment. Enjoying the gift of the present. And the real present for all of us, my brothers and sisters, is our very own lives. And how critical that is in this day and time. So we're going to talk a little bit today about the end of the year, how Christ you can make Christ your king, make Christ your ruler, make Christ who is Lord of your life. Okay, not the president of the United States or the governor of Michigan or the, you know, this person or that person or this movie star or that singer or that rap singer or, you know, that person is, you know, my everything, you know. And even my brothers and sisters, to the matter of fact of even our children, even our spouses, our husbands and our wives, that we do not make them false idols, see, that we don't. We're not worshiping things and counting on things, and at every little breath we're waiting, oh, you know, if my political party can just do this, I'm going to be happy. Well, my brothers and sisters, I'm 60 years old now, and I'll tell you, it's a lost cause. The best thing we can do for the people who are in charge politically is to pray for them. To pray for them, but also to scrutinize them as well. But, you know, and the very way we do that is by voting. But it is so important that we live our lives, that we pray for people, that we forgive people, that we try to live our lives, not by fighting with each other and hating each other and putting each other down. Or saying, you know, this is wrong with you and that's wrong with that. And this is, you know, and things aren't going to be right until, you know, things are my way. That's not it. That's not what Christ came to us for. To live and die for us. And die for our sins and to taste death. And we're going to talk about that too today. That Christ tasted death. And so before we get started, in case you're just joining us, my name is Deacon Louis Zemlich. This is the Epiphany Radio Program here in the Diocese of Kalamazoo. And if you're interested in becoming Catholic, you can go to virtually any Catholic church, see if they've got an RCIA program this year. And generally, it's 3 or 4 months of training, and they, you know, teach you about the church. And then at Easter next spring, you decide at that point whether you want to come into the church, whether you want to be baptized. If you've already been baptized in the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit, that won't be necessary. But there's other sacraments you can receive. Sacrament of Reconciliation, the Sacrament of Holy Communion, and, you know, Sacrament of Marriage, you know, if you're not married yet, or if you have been married and you want that marriage blessed and you need that, sometimes it needs to be regularized, it needs to be looked at to make sure everything was done properly. Or if you've been married multiple times, that needs to be looked at too. But the church looks at those things with love and care and compassion. And my brothers and sisters, if you don't receive love, care, and compassion, let me know. Okay? And I will address it. even if I need to take it directly to the bishop, or you can always call the bishop in downtown Kalamazoo. And so that website is diokzoo.org. And also our good friends, a good way of listening and learning about the Catholic Church is holyfamilyradio.net. And there's many Catholic radio stations here in the area. And of course, if you're looking for gifts, Catholic Christian gifts here in the area, in the southwestern Michigan, Newman's Bookshop in downtown Kalamazoo is a great source for good holy reminders, crucifixes, books, statuary, Bibles, anything you could think of. Some wonderful people down there who run that. But I want to read a letter that Bishop Bradley wanted us to read at Mass, and then we're going to go right into the scriptures. So this is from the Office of the Bishop, Diocese of Kalamazoo, November 24th, 2019, the Solemnity of Christ the King of the Universe. Dear sisters and brothers in Christ, on this Solemnity of our Lord Jesus Christ, King of the Universe, which celebrates our Savior's reign over all creation, we conclude one liturgical year and prepare ourselves for a new church year, which begins next week and the first Sunday of Advent. At this convergence of the passing of one year into another, I write you today about this matter that is of great importance to all of us Catholics as the most central mystery of our Catholic faith. Jesus, gift of himself to us in the Holy Eucharist. As many of you know, in mid-October, our diocese sponsored an extremely successful Eucharistic Congress at the Radisson Hotel in Kalamazoo. This first ever event in the history of our diocese was wonderfully celebrated and grace-filled experience with more than 1,000 participants who attended from just about every parish in our diocese. I'm confident that the graces from this event will bear fruit in our entire diocese for months and years to come. I believe that the Eucharistic preparation of the enthusiastic preparation of the Eucharistic Congress represents a true yearning for the renewed focus on the most precious gift of the Eucharist. It is in response to this deep-seated longing for communion with Jesus Christ that I have written a new pastoral letter to the faithful in our diocese, which I will be sharing with all of you in the very near future. This letter, which I have entitled Loving God and Our Neighbor, Living the Mission of the Eucharist, discusses why now, perhaps more than ever before, we are being called to missionary disciples of Jesus Christ, our King, inspired and motivated perhaps more than ever before through the spiritual nourishment given to us in the Eucharist to go forth and be models of Christ's love for all peoples. I believe that we can all greatly benefit from an extended amount of time focused on the need for us to renew our understanding and love for this precious gift of Jesus' real presence with us in the Eucharist. For that reason, I am proclaiming a year of the Eucharist to be observed in all parishes and institutions in our diocese during the calendar year of 2020. Throughout this year of prayer, reflection, and action, we have many opportunities at both the diocesan and parish level to grow more deeply in our love for Jesus. My dear family of faith, it is not my intention that this year of the Eucharist be filled with a lot of busyness or with many special programs or activities. Rather, it is my hope that this year will result primarily in a renewed love for Jesus. Lead us to a deeper devotion of the Eucharist and a more prayerful celebration of the Mass, while at the same time leading us to a greater involvement in our parish communities and an increased outreach to those in need throughout our participation in the spiritual and corporal works of mercy. As Pope Francis said during his Sunday Angelus reflection, missionary disciples are the first and all the center point of reference from which the person of Jesus, through our love for Jesus in the Eucharist, may be our point of reference in enabling us to see his presence in the poor, the immigrant, the hungry, the thirsty, the imprisoned, and those in need. May our year of the Eucharist be a grace-filled time in the life of our diocese, resulting in a genuine outpouring of Eucharistic devotion, renewed sense of mission, and may all of us experience a profound reawakening in our awareness and love for the Eucharistic mystery that will inspire us in our faith and propel us forward in all that we do in Jesus' name. Praying that our loving God will bless you and your family in these days of Thanksgiving as we continue waiting in joyful hope during the upcoming Blessed Advent season in our new liturgical year, and asking for your continued prayers for me and for our diocese. I remain faithfully yours in Christ, Bishop Paul J. Bradley, Diocese of Kalamazoo. So, my brothers and sisters, just a wonderful letter from our bishop, Bishop Paul Bradley, here in the Diocese of Kalamazoo. And if you go to Mass today, you'll probably hear this letter read. And of course, we're hoping to have Bishop Bradley on next Sunday, the things that I'm sure he'll talk a little bit about, this year of the Eucharist. And I think it's quite beautiful because you think about 2020 vision, right? And next year is 2020. So and Christ will provide us with this vision, my brothers and sisters. And the church has gone in many different ways. And, you know, if I have time to talk about that later, we will. But re-energizing ourselves to the devotion of the Eucharist and Holy Communion, and knowing how special, how beautiful, how holy and precious this mystery of Holy Communion, Jesus coming to us, Jesus incarnate, right? And that's what Christmas is all about. Jesus, God becomes man. Jesus comes in the man of Jesus Christ. So let's go right into the readings today. In case you're just joining us, this is the Epiphany Radio Program here in the Diocese of Kalamazoo. And before I forget also, I remind you to go out to SaveNazareth.com. We went over 3,000 signatures, still trying to convince the sisters to save the historic Mother House and Chapel. Unfortunately, some of the destructions are already taken place on the campus there, and destruction has taken place inside the chapel as well. And we're very saddened about that. But Jesus Christ is the King of the universe, my brothers and sisters. Jesus Christ is not a building. Jesus Christ is not an organization like this group of sisters or this group of priests or this group of bishops. Jesus Christ is the King of the universe, and we follow Jesus Christ. So let's go right into the scripture readings for this weekend. They're quite inspiring. And our first reading is from 2 Samuel 5, 1 through 3. In those days, all the tribes of Israel came to David in Hebron and said, "Here we are, your bone and your flesh. In days when Saul was our king, it was you who led the Israelites out and brought them back. And the Lord said to you, 'You shall shepherd my people Israel and shall be commander of Israel.' When all the elders of Israel came to David in Hebron, King David made an agreement with them there before the Lord, and they anointed him king of Israel." The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Our psalm reading is 122, 1 and 2, 3 and 4, and 4 and 5. Let us go rejoicing to the house of the Lord. I rejoice because they said to me, I will go up to the house of the Lord. And now we have set a foot within our gates, O Jerusalem. Let us go rejoicing to the house of the Lord. Jerusalem built as a city with compact unity. To its tribes go up, the tribes of the Lord. Let us go rejoicing to the house of the Lord. According to the decree of Israel, to give thanks to the name of the Lord, in it are set up judgment seats, seats for the house of David. Let us go rejoicing to the house of the Lord. All right, our second reading today, actually third reading, is from Colossians. Colossians 1, 12 through 20. Actually, don't count the psalm as a reading, so we always look at the readings from scripture, of course, even the psalms are scripture, of course, but it always is first reading and second reading, and this is our second reading, is Colossians. Brothers and sisters, let us give thanks to the Father, who has made you fit to share in the inheritance of the holy ones in light. He delivered us from the power of darkness and transferred us to the kingdom of his beloved sons, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins. He is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creation. For in him were created all things in heaven and on earth, the visible and the invisible, whether thrones or dominions or principalities or powers, all things were created through him and for him. He is before all things, and in him all things hold together. He is the head of the body, the church. He is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in all things he himself might be preeminent. For in him all the fullness was pleased to dwell, and through him to reconcile all things for him, making peace by the blood of his cross. Through him, whether those on earth or those in heaven. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. A beautiful reading from 1 Colossians 12 through 20. Then we go to our gospel reading today. Our gospel reading is from the Gospel of Luke 23, 35 through 43. That's Luke 23, 35 through 43. A reading of the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Glory to you, O Lord. The rulers sneered at Jesus and said, "He saved others, let him save himself. If he is the chosen one, the Christ of God," even the soldiers jeered at him. As they approached to offer him wine, they called out, "If you are the King of Jews, save yourself." Above him, there was an inscription that read, "This is the King of the Jews." Now one of the criminals, hanging there, reviling Jesus, said, "Are you not the Christ? Save yourself and us." The other, however, rebuking him, said in reply, "Have you no fear of God? For you are subject to the same condemnation. And indeed, we have been condemned justly, for the sentence we received corresponds to our crimes. But this man has done nothing criminal." Then he said, "Jesus, Remember me when you come into your kingdom. He replied to him, Amen, I say to you, today you will be with me in paradise. The gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. May the words of this gospel wipe away our sins. My brothers and sisters, it doesn't get more powerful than this. You and I, we think about how we think how God is, how Jesus is. But this harkens back to not the Christmas season. This does not harken back to some type of conquering great leader, but to Christ dying, God dying on a cross. Dying for you and for me. Now that should shake you, my brothers and sisters. If it does not, I ask you to contemplate this week. Go through this week and think about Christ the King and how Christ the King shows himself to us, sacrifices himself to us, loves us to the very end. I tell you, my brothers and sisters, it's very powerful. You know, we did Eucharistic adoration here about a week ago, and I was explaining to the young people that Christ in the monstrance, how he makes himself vulnerable. God makes himself so vulnerable to us in the Catholic Church. Showing himself, appearing this piece of bread, the blood of the cross, and this precious blood, this wine, this Holy Eucharist, this holy wine, the blood of the cross. I tell you, my brothers and sisters, many people cry out and they say, I am covered with the blood of Jesus, for he has saved me. Many of my Protestant brothers and sisters will say that. And I say, Amen, my brothers and sisters, amen. And we as Catholics consume that holy blood of the cross. We consume that. We drink that blood of the cross. We participate in the suffering of the cross. When we receive Holy Communion, when we receive the precious blood, we participate in this blood of the cross. And so I want to quickly go through these. The Catechism doesn't have really any teaching on 2 Samuel or on our psalm reading. But on Colossians, my brothers and sisters, there is much. And it mainly focuses in on our baptism, what we are called to do as Christians, especially as Catholic Christians, and how Christ's whole life and the mystery of redemption, redemption comes to us above all through the blood of the cross. And then continuing on through Colossians, we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 teachings in this little bit of Colossians. Let me try to go through these as quickly as I can. The Word was God, the image of the invisible God. The universe is created by the eternal Word, the image of the invisible God, destined and addressed to us. Himself, created in the image and likeness of God, to a personal relationship with God. We are called to reproduce this image of the invisible God within ourselves. It is Christ, the image of the invisible God, that we are also created. God created everything for Jesus and us. All is held together by him, by God. The angels are created by God for us and for Jesus. God and his plan for salvation ordained that his son should not only die for our sins, but should also taste death. Wow. God has tasted death, my brothers and sisters. Sometimes that's the hardest thing for us to take in that pain. God has felt all that pain of all the dying, of all the dead. God has felt that pain. Christ, the firstborn from the dead, is the principle of our own resurrection. Christ's body is the new church. Christ is the head of the body. See? And then here we have in our gospel reading today that we will all be judged immediately after our death. See? So we could be judged like the one thief who ridicules God and ridicules Jesus. Or we can be the repentant one who asks for Jesus' forgiveness. And Jesus forgives us in a moment, in a second. He forgives us and welcomes us into his kingdom. Okay, my brothers and sisters, in case you're just joining us, this is the Epiphany Radio Program. My name is Deacon Louis Zemlich here in the Diocese of Kalamazoo, and I was hoping I would have some more time to go into this. Are you addicted to the news? Or what are you addicted to? And we're not going to have a lot of time for that, but I will touch on this really quickly, my brothers and sisters. Look at your lives. Look at how you're spending your time and how your children are spending your time. You know, I saw somebody in a restaurant, a young family, and all I noticed is that, you know, I'm not going to say whether it's a husband or wife, but one of the parents was constantly on their phone while the children were there and while the husband and wife, you know, are there. We need to talk to each other, my brothers and sisters. If you want your marriages to survive, if you want your relationships to survive, unplug. They're brainwashing us, my brothers and sisters, between Facebook and CNN and the news cycle and all of this garbage that's going on. We are being brainwashed. God is being brainwashed out of our lives. And so I ask you to take a retreat. Go to Mass today. Retreat from the world. Retreat from the world to the comfort of Jesus Christ, King of the universe, the true King. So take a look at that. Limit yourself. Try to really address that. We'll talk a little bit more about that in 2 weeks because I'm sure Bishop Bradley, we're going to have to try to have Bishop Bradley on next week. And we'll hear some words from him. And, you know, we may touch a little bit on that, but I'll talk more about that in 2 weeks as we head into the Advent season. So as we do every week, we kind of go into this, Pope John Paul's theology of the body, because our bodies are temples of the Holy Spirit. And we can't have all this screen time, all this garbage being dumped into our heads. You know, that we become addicted to the drama. We become addicted to the chaos of the news, my brothers and sisters. And it's not a wonder that we're having all the anxiety problems, that we're having all the problems that we have, all the addiction issues that we have, because we're overly stimulated with all of this garbage. But this theology of the body, and St. Pope John Paul II talks about this. Concupiscence is a separation from matrimonial significance of the body. In his general audience of the 10th of September, 1980, the Holy Father continued his series on the theology of the body. He gave a description of the inner effects of lust from wisdom, tradition, and then compared it with the teaching of Christ on adultery in the heart. My brothers and sisters, love your families. Love your bodies. Take care of yourselves. Go to Mass. Forgive and love. And wishing you a blessed, blessed Thanksgiving. And Almighty God bless you in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen. God bless you all. We love you. Happy Thanksgiving.